Forever. Dog.
That's good looking.
I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh. I like having fun. Yes, I like it too.
Come on now, touch me, babe. Oh, can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Oh, the promise is this. I'm going to love you till the stars fall from the sky. Whoa, you and I.
Tom Waits doing Touch Me.
Come on, now touch me, babe. Oh, can't you see that I am not afraid?
Those lyrics are disturbing. Who is he talking to? And why would he...
What was that promise that you made?
Neil Hamburger doing to
What was that promise that you made? What was that promise that you made?
David Liebehart doing Neil Hamburger.
Anyway, let's wrap things up. We've got a busy day. Tim Heidecker here with Office Hours Live. It is Thursday, June 29th, 2023. Right. Beautiful day in Glendale, California. I'm here in the Office Hours compound, and it got real quiet. Vic, are you having another panic attack?
Not yet.
Soon. Let me welcome everybody to the show. Everybody watching live. We had a big surge in patrons, so we're excited about that. I expect them, most of them, to drop off after 7 days. A lot of King Gizzard freaks joined. And I don't trust them, but prove me wrong. Stick around and become make Office Hours your new favorite morning routine.
The unhealthiest morning routine one could possibly have.
We are, you hear a voice. I don't know if our director Wes has cut to her yet, but Vera Drew is in studio today. Welcome, Vera.
Thank you guys because for having me. Sorry for, I never know when to talk on shows and.
No, we're loosey
pretty
goosey.
Pretty freeform.
We're loosey goosey here. One day we'll get this, we'll get, you know what I should do? Because not to get too in the sausage factory here, but. That, if we go that way, if we bust out through there, that's our driveway, right? So what we could do is make that the green room, turn the driveway into the green room, and then have people come through the curtain like on The Tonight Show.
Where are you going to park?
We could just put a door and then just get like a, one of those tents, one of those temporary tents, make them sit outside.
There you go. I will want to welcome at this point in the show, Doug Lucenhop.
Good morning.
Wait. Oh, yeah.
No. Wait.
Are you ready?
Wow.
What's wow? What is it? Just
that's
another
a, that's
horn
a lot
sound?
Of cool sounds, yeah.
And then Vic Berger horn. With a new cowboy hat.
Hello, everybody.
A little small.
This a little small?
It's a little small.
I was going to actually comment really, on how pretty, well, of all the hats I've seen Vic
this
in.
This is okay?
Yeah, are you bringing that on the road?
This is
that
the,
your
this
hat?
This is the road hat, I think,
road
this
hat?
Year, yeah.
That, yep. that reminds me, we have the Two Tims tour coming up at the end of July. We hit the road. We are sold out here in L.A. Vera, whoa. if you want to go to that show, I will look at the list and see if we can make something work.
Well, I didn't ask, so.
I'm saying, if.
Is it the same, because I edited the Two Tims special, is it the same?
You did not. You edited an evening with Tim Heidecker.
One Tim.
Well, there were two Tims in it.
Well, there was a little music thing at the end. Is it that same show? Of course not. You got the band. Are you not keeping up?
If there's new material.
Yes, there's new material.
If there's new material, I'll my schedule's open.
We're going to get into your IMDb in a minute. Hang on. Yes, you edited one of the great YouTube comedy specials of all time, An Evening with Tim Heidecker. And let's talk about my hair.
Oh, no.
Doug, immediately you see me, and what was your reaction?
I said, look at that cute little haircut.
This is not by choice. I accepted a part in a film that shot on Monday. and we'll shoot later today as well.
I didn't say anything to him because I know you don't like when people say things about looks, so
that's
I didn't
true.
Want to say yeah. anything.
But it's
but I held I back. I bit my
you,
lip.
I won't give you too much about the film, but I am playing a man, a lieutenant in the Army, if you believe that.
Okay.
So I had to get an Army cut, and then they make it all nice and neat. So, but whatever, it's a summer cut, and hair grows back. I'd also shave my private parts this part too, because it's a
military
porno.
Standard.
It's a porn. We're shooting up in Chatsworth. It's a porno. I'm doing porn now.
That's cool.
And it was the first time doing porn, and I have to say, it was pretty fun. I was nervous to do it, you know, to literally have sex on camera.
All comedy is pretty, like, I feel like it's a perfect kind of transit. There's not too much of a difference.
I'm used to, like, I'm comfortable on set, and I know blocking, and I know angles and stuff. And so
a little bit of sauce.
The story was pretty simple. I'm an Army guy, and I come home, and my wife's cheating with another man.
Sucky,
and
sucky.
Instead of overreacting and sort of getting angry, I join in.
Oh, cool. Yeah. It's not even like a cuck. Because that would, you know.
I don't know how they're going to label it. I don't know what they're going to tag it.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're going to, like, file it.
You know? I love the idea of, like, knowing camera angles and stuff, making yeah. you somehow like, better at
how
being
we doing?
In a porno.
And it took a while. And then it was at the end of it, it went okay. But at the end of it, I got the feeling that I might not do more.
Yeah,
we thought we had shot our loads.
Thanks for coming in, man. It's good to meet you.
It's good you tried it.
Yeah.
Tried it once.
Yeah.
You know,
you might not ever see it. It might get buried.
So the strike's really
the strike. Is,
so you're
is
doing porn
home.
Now because the strike is basically yeah. what you're saying.
No, I just got the offer, and I'd like to say yes. I like to keep my options open and do. And take chances and
yes.
You know, I did lose the weight and now I feel like better about my I've better body
yeah.
self image. I still have work to do. I still have like a little bit of a, you know, rubber tire around me.
Well, the men in pornos are usually known for their looks, so
I haven't seen any of them, but apparently yes. Physicality is a big part of the All right, let's move on. But we've dug that one right down into the ground.
Pulling out.
Let
all
me
my
talk
UCB.
About. Let me just promote one more thing. Wes, you want to put the queue? If you do want to join Patreon, now's a good time to do it because you can now access our one of a kind QR code, which really is an innovative
swollen.
New technique. And we could put. Are we putting the QR code up now?
Yeah, it's up.
So there you go. There you have to take out your phone and scan that. Join for $5 a month, and you'll be so glad you did. We've got lots of fun stuff in store for the rest of the summer. And I want to say, good morning. Doug in the mirror.
I got the mirror today.
If you missed last week was a banner week for the show. You came in raving about my Marc Maron interview.
Yeah.
Marc Maron was terrific. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. And game night, man, oh, man.
Right.
I don't know if you caught this clip. But
right.
Vic,
I love to laugh.
Vic
I don't need this shit.
Yes. Vic playing the yes-no game has got to be one of my favorite pieces of comedy
wow.
being produced currently
yes.
in America.
I wasn't even trying,
yes.
just being myself.
Yeah.
Trying to figure the damn thing out.
Let's take a quick call, Matt, just to make sure all systems are a go.
Yes.
I hope she's not trolling, but Heidi Heidecker
no.
is on the
yes.
line.
Yes.
I don't
no.
like the sound of that.
Hi, guys.
Wow.
Heidi
That's
Heidecker.
So
I remember you. Do I remember you? Do you go well, back? Are you an old?
I'm so honored. Yes.
Yes.
Hopefully you do.
Heidi Heidecker is not your real name. You just want to be a Heidecker, right?
I was here. I just say that. I'm just a goofer. I was here on the, what was it for? Zoom.
All right, thanks, Heidi. We're having a bad connection with you, but we're going to move on.
You son of
All
a
the best.
Bitch. Cody, let's try Cody.
Try that again.
That's Cody, we need a good sound check. How's your sound?
I met Heidi at a show somewhere. I can't remember where. Somewhere in the Midwest, I think.
Nice.
I think my sound's okay.
Hello, sir. How can I help you?
Hello, big fan. Been watching for a couple years, a little over that. Spent the first like year just catching up, and then
okay, we don't need the A&E biography. That's my new quip.
I was just gonna say, I was wondering if one of the greatest pieces of entertainment in history was WOHL, and I was just wondering if you guys are ever planning on doing that again. It was amazing. I rewatch it frequently.
Oh wow. Go ahead. Not on the docket, but sure, maybe in the fall when we come back from tour, we'll do a WOHL. And Paul F. Tompkins, thanks for calling in.
WOHL.
Not a compliment, not an insult, it's just a neutral statement.
Description of a man.
Come on, man.
Thank you, sir. All the best to you.
You be my mama.
We also have, by the way, Bar Italia. You know Bar Italia?
No.
You're not cool enough, Vera. It's now we are officially know more about you now, because well, I didn't know them either, and I'm not cool.
Oh, the band, yes, yeah,
the band,
that's here, yes.
Yeah, these cats from London, England. These cats from London, England are blowing up right now, and we're catching them on their rise. And this is a band that's on Matador Records.
What the hell is going on in England?
And these guys, I'm telling you, you're gonna fall in love with them.
And they're playing in the studio.
They sure are. They're doing an unplugged session.
Is it like I'm a little jet lagged? Is it gonna be kind of emotional music? Like, I'm just wondering if I should prepare to like tear if I'm gonna.
I'd love you to tear up. I'd love you to tear up. Why are you jet lagged? Where are you coming from?
Well, I was in Paris for 10 days, just on a vacation.
Fun.
My girlfriend had a film in a short film festival, but I actually brought you guys some gifts.
Yeah, baby, here we go. Oh.
I know, Vic, you already have a very
I need headwear.
Oh my
god, my French.
Sorry.
Berets.
You're kidding me.
I love berets.
Oh my god.
I love berets.
Oh, that's my color key.
Damn, I wish I had this color.
You want the blue? You can take the blue.
It's okay,
yeah, you guys can swap. There might be paper in there.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Are you fucking with me? This is the best. This is awesome. These are good berets.
Well, I didn't mean to hit that.
Of course, yours looks strange.
It's more like a chef's hat.
Hey, Vic, I think we have our outfits
for tonight.
Yeah.
You know, Vic, can I plug our show real quick? Vic and I are playing tonight at Zebulon.
Yeah, come on out.
Quintron and Miss Pussycat.
I boycott Zebulon, but good luck. All the best to you.
Tim, come on. Come by for a slice of pizza,
come
at least.
On. Have a slice of za.
Well, speaking of slice, I am. I would definitely come and introduce you and do whatever you want me to do. But I on Saturday night, I did a show in L.A., a fundraiser for the artist John Vanderslice. Okay?
Pardon my French.
And who we should get on the show, by the way. He'd love to do it. And it was a fundraiser because John had gotten a bunch of his gear stolen from his studio up there in Oakland.
Oh,
and so they did this great benefit. It was a great show. You had John Daly and our friend Brandon Wardell. And who else? Somebody else?
John Daly. I know you already said that.
You were there.
I was there on the bill. And but anyway, one of the deals, they did this auction. They were auctioning off certain things. And one of the auctions was to have dinner with John. John was going to make dinner for you. And I jumped into the auction. I couldn't resist. I go, I'm in. Get me some of that. And so I won.
Oh,
and so John, I'm going over to John's. And I almost did it, I think, because I felt for John. I didn't want him to have to have dinner with some slob.
Yeah.
Taking a bullet.
Do you guys, that's just like, just like hang out and catch up, like a excuse to catch up.
Yeah, right? I mean, I don't, no catching up. I don't know him that, I don't really know him. I met him a couple times and he seems like a lovely guy. So me and the missus are going over there tonight, Doug, so I can't go to Zebulon. That's the point.
Oh, come on.
God.
Why can't Slice do it at a different
I'll
night?
Introduce
you. Oh, God. That'll be good.
You're having dinner at 9? That's a late dinner.
No,
well,
said
I'm
7.
Dinner at 7, oh. And then what am I going to do? Rush out the door at 9?
Yeah.
Maybe I will.
If you have somewhere to go at 9, maybe.
He should open up a pizza place. Hey, look,
are you ready?
You know what I mean?
Are you ready? I might come.
All right. You know what's that bad?
Let's do City of the Day. We have to talk to Vera about People's Joker.
Hi, this is DJ Doug Pound in your mix to let you know that you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's Delicious Meals. Factor is fresh and never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Veggie, or most importantly, Vegan. Of course, I signed up for Vegan, and it was great. My favorites were the 3-bean chili and the tangy citrus tofu bowl. It's fast, easy, and delicious. I also like getting extra pep in my step with their wellness shots. The apple, lemon, ginger, cayenne. Oh, baby, that's a good spice right there. When you don't have time to cook or you just don't feel like it, Factor eliminates all the hassles of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. So discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50 at factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Big controversy. City of the day. And I'm sure the audience has questions for Vera, too. City of the Day is brought to you by Adopt a Grandkid. Are you over 50 and realize that you should have had kids, but you don't want to pull a De Niro and be a weird old dad? Sure, all those decades of free time, extra cash, and adventure were fun, but today you have no purpose in life and no legacy. Well, now there's Adopt a Grandkid. You can go straight to grandparent without years of sleepless nights, diapers, and whining. And Adopt a Grandkid is great for parents too, instead of some incompetent TikTok teenager. By the way, I'm less than halfway through this ad.
It's big type for you. It's actually smaller than it looks.
They can just drop the kids off at grandma or grandpa's house for babysitting, and your new grandkids will love you a lot more than their strict parents because you can let them eat candy, stare at their iPads, and play with matches all they want. In fact, they will be bawling their eyes out when they have to go back with their real parents, and you'll be relieved. Did we need that sentence? I'm asking. And just when you start to feel lonely and worthless again, it will be time for another visit. It's the perfect solution for spinsters, old bachelors, and even empty nesters. It's all the benefits of children without the hogwash. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to P.O. Box 60, Winnebago, Minnesota for a free brochure. Adopt a Grandkid powered by Werther's Original. If there's a jingle, you'll hear it now.
Adopt a Grandkid. Adopt a Grandkid.
Very good.
That was the best part of the ad.
It really was. It's a low bar there, Vera.
Yeah.
People get mad at me for shitting on these ads, by the way. I hear the feedback, Doug. I hear the feedback.
I never understood.
Maybe Matt
like the,
could read the ad once.
What?
Oh, that'll be bad.
You can rehearse all week.
The criticism of you like being mean and like shitting on things, it's so intrinsic to what I feel like people love about you.
Yeah.
Like,
I know.
You know, like I like watching you abuse these boys.
Well, the thing is that I get this criticism. Boy, why are you so mean? Then you look at the video and you see these two back there snickering with each other like they're the back, you know, like they're the
kids.
Well, we want
to come
back
next week. So
they're like little kids, like trying to, like, they might as well be with like the straws, like hitting me in the back of the head.
Completely. Yeah. And I mean, they're like, they're psychologically torturing you with like Jordan Peterson's voice. And
thank you,
Steven Tyler. So they deserve any criticism.
I do have to make an apology about last week's ad. We had the,
for God's sake,
the very funny Skipping Stones CD by Bill Wyman, where Bill Wyman was listing his least favorite Rolling Stones songs. And one of the songs was Little TNA, which I was furiously, quickly compiling the list, just going through Spotify and playing like whatever shitty, you know, like new Rolling Stones songs.
Tim?
Can I just finish my thought? And I put Little TNA on there because it's like a funny title. But it's a pretty good Stone song, I have to say. Is my little rock and roll. Yes, Doug.
Well, you and Matt wrote that ad, and I would like to look at the word count on those. Oh. Boy, that went on a long time.
Are you kidding? I thought it was tight.
That was short.
That was tight.
There's so many song lists.
Yeah, that's a quick list.
Wait, Matt, look, put this up.
I mean, we can
look at
it
the
up.
Look at the inchage.
Yeah,
inchage.
That's a smaller font. Mm-hmm.
Is it?
No.
Oh yeah, look at that big boy font.
All right, let's compare.
I always put it wait, what? Here's another. We're gonna get behind the scenes now. I always make it nice and big, 16 points, so Tim can read it, and then I go in, and Doug.
I just make them all the same size.
Yeah, we'll make them 24 points. So, I mean, because I can't use this.
I mean, as far as length.
Do a word count. Is there a way to do it? Read it.
It doesn't matter. I was just saying.
Well, you know why it doesn't matter?
No complaints on the length of that one.
That's long. Look at those.
Oh, look. I had to do two. I had to crank out two because I have guests visiting.
All right. Who's the city of the day?
I had to get a chance to give it a...
Who's the city of the day?
Let's do a two for today. They have a topic and they'll be city of the day. Noise.
I'm getting excited.
Make sure
you... Oh, hi. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Hello. Okay. So city of the day is Portland, Oregon. I wasn't expecting city of the day, but hi, I'm from Portland.
That's what's a trooper. You can get to your question.
We just got some stats in that everybody in Portland is watching the show right now.
Oh no, that's true. That is true. I can hear it through the neighbor's window. Yeah.
It's like the Ed Sullivan show when the Beatles were on, except just in Portland. No crime in the streets on Thursday mornings.
Exactly. Well, anyways, this is a completely general question about...
what did I say about
what?
Zoom drops.
the People's Joker. I'm curious. And I just wanted to say hi to Vera, too. I worked on the movie with one of your little minions.
Yeah, no, I remember. Yeah,
hi.
Nice to see you.
Nice
so
to see you.
What, in what capacity did this man work on VFX?
What did you do? I'm sorry, there were so many people.
Like totally worldwide fine, totally people?
Fine. Yeah, like worldwide.
Like worldwide working on this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have face blindness and I don't learn names, so.
I'm with you.
It's totally fine. No, I wasn't expecting you to remember me. I just, or recognize my face or whatever. But yeah, no, I did the, I cleaned up the penguin mask.
Yes.
That was one of the very, very early on, did the green screen, blue screen stuff for you. And also did a bunch of the Blender 3D environment stuff, like in the towards the end of the production.
That's also why it wasn't instant recall, is because that was like the period of the movie where I had been inside for 2 years, like working on it. And was scrambling to finish it in time for TIFF. But yeah, you did a lot of great...
Well, let's just back up a sec, because I assume there's people that are listening or watching that don't know the context of The People's Joker. The People's Joker is a film that you've made.
Yeah.
Do you want to describe it and explain some of the controversy surrounding it?
Sure, yeah. So at the start of the pandemic, my friend Brie LaRose commissioned a re-edit of Todd Phillips' Joker from me. And for $12, it's the only artist commission I've ever gotten in my life. I can believe it.
It's not a lot of money.
No, it's not. But it was the pandemic, so I had free time. So I started actually like remixing the movie and kind of making like a big... almost like feature length, everything is terrible remix of the movie. And then
just using footage from Todd Phillips. Joker.
Yeah. And I mean, I love Batman and comics, and stuff.
I love Batman.
Thank you.
was mixing a lot of like other stuff from like the Joel Schumacher Batman movies and stuff. And, kind of quickly realized like, oh, I'll never be able to show this. And I've never made a movie before. And I'm not getting hired anytime soon because, COVID shut down TV. And, so I made just like a feature length movie that is very autobiographical. It's about my experience as a trans woman and coming out, kind of finding my voice in comedy, how bad I was at comedy for many years. All told with Batman characters. I play... an unfunny trans clown called the Joker in it. We shot it in 5 days at Absolutely Productions. You might be familiar.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and then assembled like a team of people from all around the world. A lot of people from this show were, you know, that listened
Who
to this show.
Who plays Batman?
Phil Braun.
Oh boy.
Plays Batman. I wanted
it to be really funny if you think about it for a second, you know?
We wanted it to be the worst the Batman. Worst?
That is the worst. Yeah. That is the worst Batman you could think of, I think.
It was hard because, you know, like, I'm pretty mean to Phil on social media, as everybody should be, but I really had to build him up in the process because I think he was very nervous. Like, he felt like he was competing with, like, George Clooney and stuff. I'm like, no, don't stop. Yeah, like, just be yourself.
I mean, Phil, I haven't seen the movie.
I know, yeah.
Because I couldn't go to one of the screenings you had, and I didn't want to just watch a link to it, but...
I'm glad it's meant to be viewed on a big screen.
Yeah. So you shot for 5 days, but you were in postland for.
Yeah, because it's mixed media. It was like, I mean, we were, like two and a half years. It's got a lot of animation, every kind of animation's in it, stop motion, 3D. A lot of the environments are 3D and matte paintings and stuff. Cause yeah, I when I like opened up the creative process that anyone that wanted to participate, like it was crazy. Like it was my first time really like putting something of my own out there. Cause like I've worked on a lot of amazing stuff, you know. With some of that review.
A woman behind the scenes of many of your favorite things. You were editor on season one of Tim Robinson's show.
Yeah, season two. Yeah,
and season two.
Just season two. Yeah.
Beef House is your baby.
Yes.
Did a lot of work on Beef House, writing, co-directing, editing, probably. And then much more, like, you know, you're in there with the Sacha Baron Cohen world for a little bit.
The joke I said a billion times is like, I'm like trans Forrest Gump with like those kind of shows, just because like it really was like my first day at Absolutely. I was like working on season one of Eric Andre, and then like my next job was Nathan for You, but I was used to kind of doing my own stuff and putting it out there and having just like 20 freaks be really enthusiastic about it, which is what I was expecting for the movie. But like, yeah, like a lot of people wanted to make a really gay Batman movie with me. And it was a lot of people who had never made TV or film or didn't even have like those aspirations, like just a lot of like really amazing illustrators and painters and musicians and stuff. So the like aesthetic of the movie really kind of came to life just by the like team we were able to assemble. And yeah, we shot everything on green screen, but it's a very it's kind of like Who Framed Roger Rabbit vibes, where, you know, cartoon characters are interacting with live action.
So then you finish up, you get into TIFF, which is the Toronto International Film Festival.
Yes. Somehow we get into like the fanciest film festival ever. Yeah. I want to shout out Peter Kaplowski, who's the programmer that like really advocated for us, and big fan of you guys and stuff too. He got us out there and we were all set to premiere. I was expecting Warner Brothers to just ignore us because the movie is protected by fair use. It's a parody, you know.
You did nothing wrong.
I did nothing
and
wrong.
And now they indicted me. This is you.
Yeah. Plasky, who's the...
I've never identified
myself before. I did everything
right. They indicted me.
All right. I thought we were in the all clear, and then like literally 3 days before we were set to premiere, we got the letter that I had been dreading, which was like, we don't think this is a parody. Yeah. So we really kind of scrambled. TIFF actually really like advocated for us and negotiated with the head of Warner Canada and said like, look, it's 2 days before the screening. We have like an army of queer people that like want to see this movie. So we got to have our premiere. I pulled the film from subsequent festivals just to, I had to recast a character and also wanted to do some final touches on FX and stuff. And also just like figure out like with my lawyers and stuff, like, did I actually do anything wrong? Yeah. And
your lawyers feel confident that you were in some kind of safe zone.
Completely. And I mean, like, it's like, I mean, you know, every little kid dreams of this, but like it's every lawyer's favorite movie because it really does follow like the letter of the law completely when it comes to fair use and parody. It's like told from my experience. All the material in it is original. There are scenes that are just straight up parodies of Todd Phillips' Joker and just like classic Batman movies. I think like really the thing is like Warner Brothers didn't want to establish like a precedent where just people are going out and
but they could have done like what the Supreme Court did with Bush versus Gore and be like, we're one time only situation. You know, there's ways to do shit. Also, they could just fucking buy it.
Yeah, it would
for
be
a
nothing,
million, right? like $1 million. That's just a random number, but that would be huge, right? If they said. I mean, maybe get them up a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I mean, huge for me and very just minimal. Feels like minimal effort.
Yeah, be like, oh, we're going to buy this, and it's great look for us because we have a sense of humor. We are playing, we're, you know, not callously, but we're sort of cynically playing to this queer audience, trans audience, giving them something, throwing them a bone.
Yeah, and I mean, it does, it's crazy because, like, I don't really... I never like had this thought until like after it was done and just seeing people's reaction to it. But like the people that really love the movie don't give a shit about these characters.
Yeah.
Like it really is kind of introducing a very specific demographic to like Batman canon. Cause like,
They're failing right now. Right. I don't want to get too in the weeds of like the whole business of the DC versus Marvel and stuff, but these franchises are like sputtering.
Yeah.
Right? Like this Flash movie comes out with this sex pest as the star. Or this cult leader, right? What's his deal, Ezra?
Yeah, there's a whole...
I tell you what, anybody's better than Ezra at this point.
Bad to the bone.
When it comes to these superheroes.
That was really good. Yeah, I mean, I thought they were just going to ignore me because, like, I don't know if you remember that Disney movie, those guys shot at Disney World.
Yeah, that's
what I was thinking of, yeah.
Disney just ignored those guys and, like, the movie just kind of, you know, people still talk about it, but it, like, kind of didn't validate what they did.
Right.
When they, like, and you, I got to say thank you because the morning after TIFF was, like, the weirdest day of my life. Like, I had never had anything go viral before, let alone, like, see my face on, like, Variety and Deadline all this shit. And like, it was really overwhelming and kind of scary because I didn't really know what the future of the film was. And I got a text from you while I was in Canada that was just like, look at all this great publicity.
Yeah.
And it really grounded me because I was like, oh yeah. Like this wasn't there yesterday.
Right.
Like, they really kind of shot themselves in the dick.
Yeah. Well, but they can also wait this whole thing out. Right. Like, and you can't.
And I mean,
you can, but it's like, you don't want to end up being that. What's the famous one, the Karen Carpenter movie?
Yeah.
Todd Solondz? Who did that?
Todd Haynes.
Todd Haynes.
But that was an amazing door-opening experience for him back then, even though that movie never officially came out. So I think to wrap this up, you've gone out and done screenings, and they've gone very well.
We toured Australia. And we've done a handful of secret screenings, sort of to test the waters again and see what would happen. And I can't get into like the specifics, but we were set to have our U.S. premiere mid next month in Los Angeles. So,
how do people find out?
You can follow me at VeraDrew22. There's also the people at the People's Joker on various socials and stuff. Cool. And
let's just say too, because I think the man, I mean, there's probably somebody above him. There is somebody above him, but I feel like if James Gunn,
that'll help.
Take two, because I want this clipped out. I do. I think there's obviously, this isn't the buck stops here guy, but if he cared to get involved and became an advocate of this movie, The People's Joker, I think there would be a very good chance that A, you would get, you know, permission to release this officially, or the better scenario, maybe you don't want this scenario, is for WB. WB. Remember those?
What?
The frog commercial?
With the cane, yeah.
I'll take either at this point.
But they should buy the People's Joker, put it out, throw it up on Max. Who fucking cares? No one's watching anything. They're on TikTok. They're playing video games.
Has James Gunn seen the movie?
We don't know.
I sent him a link.
I understand, and I know we met briefly years ago. I don't know if you remember. I appreciate your work. I was actually I communicated with you when you went through the trial of being accused of all this terrible thing.
Are you
on
talking
Twitter.
To James Gunn right now?
Welcome to the show. I'm talking to him. This is a direct message to James.
I didn't know you could talk to him like that.
And cool. James, I reached out and I said, hey, man, you know, let me know if you need anything. What could I do? But I'd support you. And I'm sorry you're going through this. He had a nice exchange. So my message now to James Gunn is this. Get in touch with Vera. Have a coffee. Have a phone call. Talk about it. Take a look at the movie. See if there's a way that you could talk to the legal monster that is the legal department at Warner Brothers, Discovery.
Thank you.
The name is better now. Now that it's with Warner Brothers, Discovery is better than Warner Brothers.
Let's discover a new talent in Vera Drew. All right? That's what Discovery is all about. And you can reach out to me if you want to set it up. I'm sure you can get in touch with me through my team. I'm at UTA. And you can reach me anytime, James. Call me. And we will set up a nice little dinner at La Poubelle with Vera and Mr. Gunn.
Will you mediate the...
I'll be there. I'd love to have dinner with you two.
That'd be great.
If not, I'm going to shame you for that irresponsible last name. Guns are killing our children at an enormous rate. And you continue to hide behind the gun. Yeah. Oh, we got two N's on it. That doesn't... You know what? Gun's a gun.
He should change his name. Should change his name.
How about change it to James Book? Books. James Books. No.
Well, it depends which book.
Listen, I'm not forcing anybody to do anything. All right. Let's take a call.
Let's check in on the hotline. Casey, are you there? On the hotline? 980-980. Casey, is that you?
Sefe.
Sefe Fe. What are you? Hey, put the anvil down.
It's at the Acme factory.
How can I help you?
How's everyone today? I have to ask. Well, I'm calling because I'm a big fan of Vera's work on cinema.
Yes.
Yeah, your guest. And I actually didn't realize that she had done the second season of I Think You Should Leave, which I'm a huge fan of, too. And obviously, I haven't seen The People's Joker, but watching the whole thing has been inspiring because I've been working on a public access show for the last few months, and it's been crazy and stressful and a lot of fun. But I was just wondering if you had any advice. Like, we just finished production on it. It's just me and my roommate, a very small crew of people. And as much fun as it is, it's hard to kind of keep going without resources and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I think the main thing I learned from making the movie was, like, the stuff that is the most rewarding is the stuff that is the hardest. Mm. And I even feel that way about, Beef House was, like, we had no time. It was, and that was the most fun I've ever had working on a television show. Like, I think, like, really, it's hard and it's maybe a little new agey to say, but, like, really just find ways to enjoy the process because I think once it's over, you know, just focusing on end result is really what, you know, sucks the fun out of these things, I think.
Yeah, and look at the challenges or the things that you don't want to happen as opportunities to, you know, problem solve and figure out ways.
Necessity's the mother of invention.
Yes.
Yeah.
Could you hold a telethon?
For sure. Well, not to be.
Raise some money for the show?
Not to be. Okay. Thank you.
Well,
we talked about.
Oh, that's a TV show, right?
We can do that. Maybe we can do that now.
Bye, baby
yeah.
Girl.
Vic's advice is to do not a telephone.
Well,
yeah.
Not to be.
For, and I don't know who's watching. I don't know how people are going to know about it.
Well, not to be totally self-serving or anything, but can I shout the show out?
Definitely.
I sent Vic a DM. We did an episode about the Beach Boys where I interviewed a bunch of people here in Charlotte while they were waiting outside of the Beach Boys show and asked them about the Steve Aoki fun.
Oh, time. That's fun. I love that. Can we, why don't you send us a link and we'll show it?
DM me?
Oh, yeah, please. That would be awesome. The show's called It's called Nights on TV, and it airs on Saturdays. The finale is this Saturday at 10:30 on youtube.com/@nightsontv, N-I-T-E-S.
At Nights.
And I'll send a link. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Yeah, I look at, I'm desperate to find young, new talent. Because it's out there, and if I see something I like, I'll be psyched. I'll be happy.
I think we share a friend.
Yeah.
I think we have a friend in common. My friend Eric actually said that he would send you a link to the show Dynas that worked for.
Yes, I know Eric.
Secret League group. He said he would send a link your way, but I'll also.
He has not.
I'll also send.
Maybe he did. I don't know. I
should
say. I don't look at all my emails.
Well, I'll. I'll send a link to the YouTube channel if you all would be interested.
All right, Matt will be on the lookout. Yeah, if we don't get to it today, we'll look at it. I mean, unless it's a piece of shit, and then I will. You'll never hear from me again.
Yeah.
And we'll block your number, and you'll fade into obscurity.
Sounds great. Well, one last thing: is Rock and Roll Barry ever around anymore?
He had a heroin overdose. Passed away.
I have wanted to make a Rock and Roll Gary show for years. I think I pitched you a very, like, an elevator pitch when we were doing Channel 5 stuff together.
Yeah.
But that's one of my favorite characters.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know what it would be. We could workshop it right now. I mean, it could be like, I feel like it would need to be kind of animated or something.
I would see it as like, you know, his stories from his horrible stories of, you know, groupies dying and getting thrown off buildings.
It is so dark is the problem too. It is right, Doug? It's all pitch
you
could do,
yeah. I mean, an animated where you reanimate the
podcast.
The story.
Yeah, the story. And Doug would have to be involved because he's kind of like the Dick Cavett of the situation.
Fuck off, wanker, you're doing it.
Yeah.
But who knows? Okay, I might slip into it late because, you know, it's appropriate today because I've got some Brit boys coming in.
Don't
Brit boys and girls from Bar Italia.
God save the king.
All right.
God save the king.
Thanks for taking my call and humoring me and Vera. Thanks for the advice. I really appreciate it.
Good luck.
I'm a fucking English cunt.
Ominous.
So the thing I love about Vera is we actually disagree about a lot of things.
Yeah,
we have very different tastes.
When I got a Back to the Future tattoo, you know, like 7 years ago, and came into the office, and you were like, "You should cut your fucking arm off." Yeah, you don't like that nerd shit.
No, I don't. I don't like that fanboy, fangirl stuff. With
what
you got? Star Wars on you somewhere?
I got a Watto tattoo.
Watto, and then when it comes to Batman, you're not a Nolan head.
I'm okay with Nolan.
Oh, okay.
It's just not my favorite. You know, I like, it's weird because I actually like the third one the most just because it's the most ridiculous one.
I think Joel Schumacher one.
No, the third Nolan movie
is
my favorite of his movies because, like, I think my only
reason,
criticism
that's
of
the
his...
reason I don't like you.
Wait, what's the third Nolan movie?
Batman, I think you're in deep shit, Batman.
With Bane.
I'm afraid you're going to have to get off the plane right now.
I love that. I love that whole scene.
It's great. Like, I mean, I like it. My only criticism of him is, like, it almost feels sometimes like he's embarrassed he's making a comic book movie. Like, it's too grounded for me almost.
Right.
And then you, like, have a guy who's, like, flying around a city and stuff. Yeah. But I love that one.
I love it, and as you people know. By the way, I forgot, totally forgot. I have to back up for a second and just say I wanted to play a game today. Maybe we won't get to it, but people can guess what record did I go to sleep to last night?
Of course.
That's it. There he is.
Go on.
So what record did I go to sleep to last night? Did I go to sleep to listening last night? And we'll play it 20 questions so you can ask, try to narrow down.
Okay. Was the album, was it released in the 1960s?
No. All right. Vic, you get one question. Vera gets one question. And then we'll go back to this Batman conversation.
Is it an artist that you normally listen to?
No.
Is it?
No.
Is it relaxing and quiet?
No.
No.
I would say no.
No,
actually,
no, no,
surprisingly,
no, no, no.
It was like, oh, wow. This is not something to go to sleep to. All right, so that's round one. And we'll get take one Zoomer who can ask a question.
No!
Quickly!
Matthew Earth. Matthew Earth. Paging Matthew Earth.
Yo, what's up?
Yo.
Are
you
hearing me? Paying attention?
Yep. Yeah. You know, are you listening to the show? What's your question?
I'm listening to the show. I'm listening to the show. My dog was looking at something. He's got a torn ACL, so I got to keep an eye on him.
Vic. Oh, my God. Vic almost passed out. Oh.
No, just enjoying the Detroit air quality right now. I don't know if anyone else is in
watch
the
out behind you.
Get out of here. Who the hell's this?
Hi.
I don't know, but she's inviting herself.
Talking.
You have a chance to ask me a question. Yeah. What album, a question to narrow down what album I was listening to before I went to sleep last night.
Were you listening to Ahab?
No. All right. Back to our conversation, Vera.
Well, I bet he has something else to ask. That might
it
be
was a bad, it's going to be boring, but okay.
I hope the air quality improves.
Well, thanks, Matt. Thanks, Matt.
It's about symbols. I see.
Well, people think I'm the dick.
Yeah,
Matt. No, I don't give the guy a chance. I found a nice way to include him, and Doug ruined it.
Uh-oh. It's getting.
I don't know what's going on.
This guy's got a great visage behind him, and
yeah, you have a beautiful
I know,
yard.
I'm telling you,
is that a garden behind you?
Yep, it's my little garden plot. Some herbs. Beds.
What are you not working today?
I worked on a farm today, so.
Yeah, I'm home now. Not a big deal.
I'm sorry, Matthew. Yeah, you had a good question. Go ahead. Take it back.
This Matthew? I can't tell.
Yes, you.
Okay. Did you listen to, well, you probably haven't. I'm also panicking now because of all the hubbub that happened. So you can send it to another Zoomer. I'm freaking out.
No, go ahead. Did I listen to what?
All good.
Yo, I was listening... I was listening to the most normie stuff ever. Occasionally, I listen to the Conan O'Brien podcast, which is very embarrassing to say. But
it's great interviews.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. He just has like such like normal like I don't know. I think he's like super
funny.
Okay,
so what do you want to know about me listening to?
No. Oh no! He had Paul McCartney on the other day.
Speaking with Conan. He's talking about a good friend. Talking about his photos. That's the thing. I like to take it. You know, I just saw it and so I clicked the picture.
You put it here.
You know?
Did you see this clip? Can I? Do you have that clip? I have it for you. Hold on. I think I played this last week, but God, this is a good clip, Matt.
Please do it.
Do you have it? Here it is. Come on. Come on. Where are you? Here it is. Stand by. I should have audio here. Core 4. Engage.
Don't think about it too much.
Him, Paul, with his new photo book. You know what happened is somebody in his, you know, looking through his junk.
Right.
Finds these rolls of film. And they're amazing. They're the incredible document. It's the pictures he took when they first came to America, right?
Yeah.
The Beatles first. And you don't like the Beatles either, right?
Oh, no, I like them. Okay. I'm just not nuts about them, but, you know.
And so anyhow, they realize they developed these photos. And they're like, this is a book. This is a tour. This is a whole press junket. And they get this, display at the National Gallery in England, Portrait Gallery. So here's his little advice for how to take good pictures. You want to hear it?
Yes. Didn't come through. Ringo
Starr. Oh, it's still sending.
Still sending.
Son of a bitch.
This might be. Is it NPR?
I'm so sorry.
No,
I brought
it's
up the Beatles.
but did I play? Well, this was on game night, but I played a great clip of Dana Carvey on the Conan O'Brien show doing his Paul McCartney.
Is he
but
a good one?
He does it with when he had bronchitis. And he goes, I realize when I have bronchitis, I sound like old Paul McCartney.
You know, that's the whole thing about working with John. Is really, you know.
So listen to this. You should have it now.
There we go. Hold the wire. Here we
coming
go.
In.
Coming in. Coming in lukewarm.
Because I'd be just looking for a shot.
Yeah.
And so I'd aim the camera and... just sort of see where I liked it, you know. Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
And invariably, you pretty much take one picture.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, and this little animation on the editor was having fun.
It's having fun with that. Having a good time.
So you mean you take the camera and you kind of like level it out and press the button? Wow.
All right, let's bring in Bar Italia, because I'm on a strict schedule today. I don't want to disrupt anybody,
are they ready?
Upset
are they
anybody, but I will have to leave at noon today.
Did you get them, Sam?
Hold on.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we're running behind. You want to quick, speaking of Jorp, by the way, you know, I said to Vera, I said, do you want to get into any trans things? Do you want to, and, you know, you're like, sure, I'm an open book. Just because you're trans doesn't make you some kind of expert.
No,
you're
but not, I like talking about it, though. You know, like, I think having, like, a little career before coming out really kind of just put me in a position where it's like, well, I had two names in, like, in the industry and stuff. Like, I'd rather... I'm definitely not always up on the like what's going on.
Doug's allergic to this kind of talk.
Yeah, clearly. Typical. No, I think
the beret got dusted by my beret.
But yeah, no, I'm cool talking about that stuff. And I've always appreciated how much support you've given to the community. Just because, I mean, like, it's like a prerequisite for comedians just to shit all over us.
I know. Well, we did, you know, I feel bad because here we are the last day of Pride Month.
Yeah.
And I managed to squeeze one of you into the month. Not intentional, just how it happened. But yeah, maybe we'll talk more about that after the break. I want to, you know, I don't know. I don't even know what there is to say. It's sort of like, I had this bad analogy. I don't know. I was like running this morning. I was like, maybe this is a bad analogy, but like, if I had a... Nah.
Do you run now?
I run all the time. I'm constantly running.
I want to hear this bad analogy.
You don't walk. Like, you went from rocking to running.
You pre-transition, it was like there's something not right with you.
Yeah.
There's something like you had like a bunion.
Yeah.
You're like, I have a bunion. And I want to use technology and use medicine and the advancements in science to get rid of the bunion and make me feel make me feel more normal.
Yeah. No,
it's
I think
simple as that.
That's a great analogy, to be honest. I think it really like kind of simplifies it. I don't like getting kind of lost in the like, you know, my soul is female stuff. It's like, for me, it really was like, I spent like 28 years just feeling really horrible about myself and couldn't quite pinpoint why, and yeah, like tried out every single identity possible and then realized like, oh, okay,
right,
I'm just a girl.
So leave these people alone. Let them do what the fuck they want.
Yeah.
Right. All right. And you guys are not anti-trans, are you? No. That's not your identity.
You're really a bad booking.
What are we gonna do without chips?
All right, wait a minute. Let's reset the energy because Bar Italia is here. And we really need to to stop.
How do you like coming out to that conversation?
Yeah. Sing a song.
Yeah, sing a sad song for
David
us.
Bowie.
Can you do a cover instead? I know you rehearsed something else, but could you do Hey Jude?
We wanted to do a cover.
Really?
Yeah, we were told we have to do one of ours.
The label said this?
Yeah. Unbearable.
These labels, by the way, don't matter. You can do whatever you want. Do you have my permission?
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Love you, Matador. Keep sending me the hot new artists. Yeah, I do feel like we need to reset the energy in this room because you guys are not going to be able to... How are we going to do that? Like, how are we going to possibly...
Should we step out? We can step out.
We do need a... Wes, we need a lighting cue. We need some kind of lighting change in this room. Look at this goddamn depressing lit room.
Yeah, it's too bright. It makes too me bright look for terrible. Rock.
All right, let's do it. Let's get a boring Zoomer on real quick. Somebody really... is Chase there? You know?
Yeah, you want to talk to
just real quick.
Real quick.
Just to bum us out.
We're
going
to do a ticket giveaway. It's not a bummer, but it'll be a palate cleanser.
Ticket giveaway for where? For me?
Another show. Is that too confusing? Someone wants to give away tickets to their show.
No way.
All right, Mark. Mark, you're where are you, in an office or something?
Hello.
Hi, Mark.
Can y'all hear me?
We hear you, Mark.
I'm live from the ice cream. I'm live from the ice cream truck. I just wanted to offer my services to the office hours folks and Eric Wareheim. I'm working today. Working the rest of the weekend.
No report today that I'm aware of. Where is your ice cream truck parked?
It's parked in a gravel lot. I'm kind of, I can't really disclose the location, but.
Oh, so you don't want any business. Okay.
From North Carolina, I cannot. Yeah, I can't really, I can't get into it.
All right.
But, is this what the inside just wanted of every to extend ice cream my truck is?
Yeah, where are the kids tied up?
Yeah, it's on a.
You got a false, like a false bottom, you know?
Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, yeah, there's where the kids are. Yeah. Get those kids out. Someone free
Texas
the children.
Chainsaw massacre.
All right. All right, thank you for resetting the mood. Goodbye. I'll take mine with chocolate sprinkles. Right now, we have a new song from... I can't wait to talk to these guys after the break because I didn't know about this band, but now... I do. People are telling me, I can't believe you got Bar Italia. How did you get these guys? It's true. And I'm going to turn it to them. And then we're going to take a quick break. And then we'll be back and talk to Vera, talk to Bar Italia.
Okay.
And that's it. All right? So do whatever you need to do to center.
Okay.
We'll be back in five. Stay with us. Join patreon.com/officehourslive. Like and subscribe the channel, Matt. We never tell people to do that, but that would be cool.
I got a slideshow coming up if we want to.
And much more.
Hi,
Hi, this is Bill Maher, speaking to you from the undisclosed location I like to call Club Random. I'm here to tell you about a few things. First off, Office Hours has now moved to its own dedicated YouTube channel. Go subscribe now at youtube.com/Office Hours Live. Secondly, did you know you can get another full hour of this show and so much more with Office Hours Plus? Head on over to patreon.com/Office Hours Live to check that shit out. And remember, it's not pot, it's a clove cigarette.